All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Summer's Gone, so let's get started. I think the Cheeto is back. Yo, knock, you cunt. What, afraid I might catch you playing with yourself? She kicks the door closed. Why is it always so depressingly dark in your room? You're so damn annoying. How dare you speak the truth? Man, it was fun. Yo, show some interest. I'm not interested. Stop. Nami tries to fight you. Man, you're no fun. It's boring to wrestle you. It always ends the same way. You start it, we wrestle for a few seconds, I win. Oh yeah? Try me. I've gotten better. Cheeto? Do you want to talk about anything? Otherwise, I'm going to kick you out and rough you up on the way out. There's one other thing. This Bella bitch. I'll work on a plan to avenge myself. Your plans suck. They don't. Remember when I pranked you in Summer? Oh, right, yeah, about that. It was such an obvious trap that we just played along. It was pure pity. You, no, liar. I got you too good. It was just embarrassing. I was embarrassed to know you. At first I thought it was going to be a terrible day. I get called out for wearing this uniform and already made an arch enemy. I'm so glad we met Jeff, Trey, and Mila. You should have stayed. I'm going to try and experiment with this, guys. Give me a second. I'm going to see if this will work. Alright, how do I do auto? I forgot. Is it 10? Oh, nope, that's skip mode. Try that again. First, I thought it was going to be a terrible day. I get called out for wearing this uniform and already made an arch enemy. Needed to go a little faster than that. I'm so glad we met Jeff, Trey, and Mila. Yeah. You should have stayed. You would have seen some titties. I saw three topless girls. That's not fast enough, man. I need to like that. Three? There were like 20. I was at Victoria's. What? I met Maya at the college, and well, she asked me to see Vic. Gonna have to go a little faster than that. Shit. There we go. She's also coming to ZPR. Amazing. Cutie Vic. Wait, how's she doing? I think she's in a wheelchair. Oh, fuck, poor girl. That's a little better, but we're still not there yet. My reading speed is pretty good. I agreed to keep an eye on her. Oh, so nice. Do this again? Fuck, here? You two are so gonna marry each other. Damn. I'll be the number one bridesmaid. It's still too slow, man. It damn near has to go fast as shit. And drink myself into a coma, cause I'll still be single. Oh, I'll make sure to film you. All Damn, dude. I'm gonna put it all the way up. Still, I was pleasantly surprised to hear that Trey and the others thought you're a social dude. How did you manage to do that? Is this fast or what? I initiated a conversation. How so? Damn, dude. Is it the opposite? I'm afraid what happens when I do that. How so? Oh, the opposite. We were doing it the wrong way, guys. We'll go with this. Hey, you learn things every day. Why would it be backwards? That doesn't make sense. How did you manage to do that? I initiated a conversation. How so? When I first entered the college, I felt some kind of drive. The drive over to jump my... Try that one again. That's a little too fast. We're going to go a little bit like that. There we go. When I first entered the college, I felt some kind of drive. The drive to jump over my obstacles. I totally regret it now. I'm proud of you. Alright, Cheeto. Fuck off now. I need a nappy. Yo, naps are for weak people. Are you weak? Cheeto, get out. That's what I thought. Thanks for closing the curtains. I'm not ready. I got it dark in here too, so it is what it is. It's not total dark though. There's a door open. You open the curtains a little and sit there completely still for a few seconds, listening to your surroundings. Seems like the others are still asleep. I slept for 13 hours. I feel like shit. I need some air. Distant sounds from the city. A weak, chilly breeze goes over your body. It's been a day and the excitement's already faded. Want to talk about it? I don't even know what it is. You're transitioning into a new phase of your life. Many say that college is the best time of your life. I don't even know why I'm going to college. So why did you say yes when I asked you? I had nothing else. Noji stays quiet. You should. Please don't send me to the bakery again. I won't. You're tense. I'm not looking forward to today. Anything in particular? The people. I made a mistake. Did you make enemies? Worse. I have a rare breeze of drive and talk to some people. I hope they don't think we're friends now. I hope you are, that's great. But even worse, I told Maja I keep an eye on Victoria. That's amazing. I'll teach you some valuable skills. This must be all quite overwhelming for Victoria, not just for her. Go inside and get yourself a coffee. Stop by the bakery during my run. Nojiko squeaks and jumps up.
Yeet!
Cheeto, are you in there? Yes. I need to shower. Come in. Go in and shower with Nami being present. Just pee and leave immediately. Remember, there's no H scenes or adult scenes in this game. Not this season. Next season there will be. Humming. Your butt is small. Stop perving on me, weirdo. BB butt. So, remember high school? Like, I was so shocked yesterday. In high school, I was able to compete. But now? Cheeto, what are you talking about? titties. To me, it just seems like their boobs are so much bigger. What's up with that? Welcome to the big league. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bummed out by that. Yeah, for real. I was 9.5 at our high school. Now I'm a funny 7. You can indeed be funny. Nami. Yes? Where's Grim? She does have a big butt. In the shower. How big is he looking for? Are you in there together? What? No. I'm just doing my morning routine. Well, open the door. Breakfast is done. Great. Make sure it doesn't run away. I'm not done with my routine yet. Man, she and her stupid no funny business between roommates rule. Yeah, I wonder where that came from. Hey, was it unfortunate that I pushed my boob into your face that one time? Yes. But was there any real intention behind it? No. You said I'll make you eat them. Oh my, I did. I'm a weirdo. She starts doing some weird form of gully dance that reminds you of a worm that's trying to stand up but keeps wiggling around. Weirdo, weirdo, weirdo. I call it the wiggly. You leave the bathroom. Oh, wow, okay. It's about all you'll get, folks. Noji, I need new tampons. Ugh, I'm eating. Be quiet, Grim. It's something totally normal. That doesn't make it less disgusting. Shut up or I'll give you a red slap. Nami. Are we... The doorbell rings. Is anyone expecting someone? No. Good morning. Oh, he's taking you to the gym. Jeff. Hey, Nami. Grim, time to go to the gym. Hi. What brings you here? You bring me here. It's time to go to the gym, he said. We need to surprise your non-existent muscles. They don't expect an ambush in the morning. You're kidding. I'm not. Not at all. Can I get you something to drink? Water. No, but thank you very much. I'll come with you guys. Sorry, Nami. Today is Grim's day. You'll be next. I can only really take care of one of you. Tch. Just so you know, I'm totally not into this right now. I'll get ready, but just so you know. I'd be surprised if you were. At least he's willing to do the thing. You and Jeff arrive at the college gym. Do you always train at this hour? Usually. I hate it when these Aurora athletes lock down the stations. You turn off the treadmill. Alright, we'll start with legs. Jeff stares at you. You worked out before, hadn't you? Yeah. I'm low-key proud you mentioned legs. Many tend to skip them. It's stupid. Training legs releases a lot of growth hormones. What happened to you? Why are you so out of shape? Sorry, I didn't want to dig. It's alright. I'll need your help. I'm not sure how my technique is. Oh yeah, yeah, that needs to be fixed. Go! The bar is 50 pounds by itself. Two more. Oh yeah, he's doing him light. Two more. Fuck you. Two more. He's doing him heavy. Impressive. But that was too much, dude. What? You kept saying two more. Yeah, but I never thought you'd actually keep going. That's some serious willpower, considering the circumstances under which you're here. What now? Let's get chest out the way. Bench? Bench. I'd hope we'd be alone. Who cares about her? I have to make a call. Wait for me. It won't take long. Man, he's gonna call the... All right, Thought, you gotta get on out of here. You're gonna be taking pictures and messing with people's exercises. We're gonna have to get you out. What? Yep, out, out, out. This is the man's gym. Oh, man, wait for Jeff. Don't waste time and train without a superstition. Threaten Bella. Ugh. The man's gym. What you doing in here? Listen, you see, what did I want to say again? No, that wasn't it. Bella's struggling hard beneath the weight of the bar. Oh, right, I remember. Don't you dare hurt Nami again. Ah! Oh, girl, let me help you with that. You help lift the bar and she gasps for air. You dummy, you shouldn't underestimate the weights. Stay on your level. You fucking asshole. I'll... Exactly. You now take more care not to get stuck in an unfortunate situation. How did it feel? Good. I can already feel the muscle again. That's good. You did very well. I'm impressed. Thanks. You almost fooled me yesterday. Hmm? I thought you were an open dude, you know? I assumed Cheeto spoiled it. Not directly. Your eyes tell. You got sad eyes. I could say the same about you. It takes one to know one. What do you think of Mila? I have no opinion of her. She found you interesting. A certain type of lost girl usually does. Hey, she's not lost. I don't know. She's nice, I guess. How come these showers are unisex? I got no idea. But don't worry, nobody's gonna look at your dong. Good. Don't need that. You have a good body structure. Wide shoulders, small waist. Thanks, I guess. How do you feel? Tired. That'll change as soon as your energy levels have increased their capacity. Another thing, be careful with Bella. Why? She's unstable. I don't want anyone to get hurt. I'm not afraid of her. I'm not saying you are, I'm just saying you should keep it cool. Enemies just distract you from what's really important. And what's that? Achieving your dreams. Next time I'll bring Nami to the gym. I'll see you later. Yeah, thanks for this here. No problem. If you need any help, don't hesitate to ask me. As long as you put in the work. Where the fuck am I? Something's not right. Your body heats up, sweat breaks out. Loud noises clutter your mind. Your chest tightens, your heart pounds. Fuck, not here. Luckily you spot a classroom and hope that it's empty. Breathing heavily. Come on, this hasn't happened in forever. Your heart rate normalizes and the dizziness fades away. Do I need to call someone? No. You get back up, straighten your clothes, and head back into the now much emptier corridor. Hey, you! What were you doing in there? Nothing. I'm ZPR perfect. Oh, you're sweaty. Oh God, did you masturbate in there? You shake your head and go your way, but the guy stops you again. Come with me, I'll have to report you to get that classroom clear. The guy immediately hits the ground. You increase your pace and get out of there. Probably not a good idea. I can't let my temper get out of control again. You spot someone familiar. Hey, Mila. Hi, Grim. Please, no hug. Oh, okay. Are you okay? Would you mind lying and going with it? She takes a second to answer. Just this once. I was heading to class. Let's go together. Sure. You don't know where it is, huh? You give her a subtle smile. You and Mila sit down at the edge. Nami spots you at the other side of the room. Pew! With a banana. Good morning. I hope everyone found their way here. She lets her gaze wander through the room. And it lasts unusually long on you. Wait, is that the woman that caused Victoria's accident? I'm gonna skip that. Sorry, guys. Give me a second. All that was, I'm moving some files over. Wait, is that the woman that caused Victoria's accident? Miss Marla tries to regain composure and nervously fiddles around with her blouse. We usually start the freshman year with a group project. I will. One second, I need to drink something. She's acting weird? Mm-hmm. She's probably just as nervous as we are. Okay. I'll assemble the groups. They'll be made out of 2 students each. The groups will change throughout the year, giving you the opportunity to work with and get to know the people in your class. Victoria, you'll get together with Mila. Vic's here? Sure. Victoria looks over to you and Mila. Victoria smiles brightly as she spots you looking at her. Oh, look at her. I think she likes you. Nami, I'll assign you to Ayua. Nami nods. Sonya, I'll put you with Nadia. I haven't seen her before. Oh? Jeff, you and Trey. Grim, you and Bella. Uh-oh. Ugh. Can I have a different partner? No. Oh, man. Sorry, Grim. I'll be fine. Let's go through some fundamental aspects of this class. While Miss Marla detects something about biological procedures, no gum chewing, yours and Bella's eyes meet occasionally. I'm not looking away. But look that bitch in the eye. Can you two stop that? It's making me nervous. You keep staring into her yellow, green eyes. It's freaking me out. Alright, the first half of the class ends now. Please take 30 minutes to refuel, let all this new information sink in, and we'll meet back here. Please then sit with your previously assigned partner. Grim, we're going to a cafe. Will you join? Yeah, give me a minute. We'll wait outside. Come! Go ahead. Break the eye contact and don't waste time anymore. Keep staring at her! She slowly walks over while maintaining eye contact. She almost stumbles down the stairs! I could do this all day long. You can't. Bella, may I talk to you for a second? Consider yourself lucky. You're just not in a position to win. Ah, it's been a while since I've last been here. It's one of my favorite coffee shops in the city. I don't think I've ever been in one. Coffee always makes me super jittery. Welcome to Muffin's Palace. My name is Sylvie. Hey, Sylvie. Oh, Mila. Hey, good to see you, girl. Yeah, it's been a while. But I go to ZPR now, and it's right around the corner. Wow, respect, girl. You're killing it. She's responsible for a quarter of our customers just by sitting near a window. Oh, stop it. The usual? Yes. It's called Muffin's Palace. Do you have muffins? Oh, lady, we've got all sorts of muffins. I'll take three. Of course, which ones? Surprise me. Of course. I'll take the same as Mila. Sure. You poor thing. She assigned Bella to you. I'm gonna manage. Is she nice? Oh, no, 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 no. Are you and Mila friends? No. At least not yet. We're acquaintances. Oh, I'm sure you'll be friends in no time. It's kind of sad we didn't get teamed up. No offense to you, Mila. None taken. I saw Nami in the classroom. I hope she's gonna say hello. Her partner is Ayua. How's Ayua? She's cool. I can feel my heart pounding. Same. Are we gonna die? We shouldn't have tasted all these espressos. It said super strong on some of the containers. Or rather, it said that. Am I shaking? Yeah, you're shaking too. I'm not. Yes, you are. Twiff, I could drink 10 more. See? Nami, stop. You're gonna die. I'm immune to caffeine. What's wrong with your left eye? Nothing. It's normal. Don't tell me I have a problem, damn it. You flop back into the present. And will you run into any problems? I don't know. We'll see. Everything's going to turn out fine. You're such a positive person. Here you go. Thank you, Selvie. Are you okay? Yeah, why wouldn't I be? Just a feeling. Grim was there when I had the accident. Really? Mm-hmm. He and I walked to the, I was going to the bakery. Right, me too. Mila observes you and Victoria for a second. Call me weird, but I think you two should go out. I don't believe in coincidences. I would like that. Hesitantly agree and go out with her. I'm sorry, but I don't feel that way. I like her. Great. You look around the cafe. I feel like I don't belong here. I got this unwell feeling in my stomach. Suddenly, something red enters your peripheral view. Yo! Nami, hi! Hi, Nami! Vic, good to see ya! I'm Victoria. I'm Ayua. Nice to meet you. Ayua, this is Grim. Hi. You give her a nod. Sit with us. Sorry, but Nami and I need to find someone. Yeah, we're joining the art course for some extra credits. Want to join too? No. You're a loss. Alright, we're going to get a coffee to go and be on our way. Bye. Nami is awesome. Mm-hmm. I like her too. Such a positive person. And then there's you. You raise a brow. Sorry, just kidding. Oh, it's almost 12. I need to head back. We can stay a little longer. I need to talk to the dean. Here's the money. You need any help? Nope, nope, I'm good. I'll see you two in class. Are you sure you don't need help? No! She's such an inspiration. Is she? She loses the ability to walk and she seems as happy as a person can be. don't buy it. Do you think she's acting? I don't know her well enough, but something about her freaks me out. And yet you agreed to go out with her? Maybe that's exactly the reason I said yes. I want to know what's under the hood. Mila laughs. You don't know how that, you know how that sounded, right? Yeah, I see it now. Want to head back? Yeah. Sylvie, could we have the check, please? Sure. Keep the change. Thanks. Hold on, did I? I didn't know if I wanted to do the thing with Victoria, though. What was it? Sorry, I'm going to go back just a little bit. Unless they don't give me the choice anymore. I don't know. Hold on, let me go all the way back. I don't see it. I was going to the bakery. Oh, you two should go out. Sorry, but I don't feel that way. Oh, no problem. Look around the cafe. I don't feel like I don't belong here. Well, I didn't really, you know. All right, so I gotta switch something. Hi-ya! There. I hope you're wrong. Want to head back? Yeah. Sylvie, could we have the check, please? Sure. Keep the change. Thanks. Thoughts about the coffee? Surprisingly good. Shall we? They keep staring at you. Who? I mean, look at his hair though, dude. Look who it is, Trash Girl Mila. Remember when she said she joined Schwartz someday? And it seems like she decided to work on the streets, huh? Following your mother's footsteps, inspirational. Who are these clowns? Clowns? Trashy Mila got herself an even trashier boyfriend. Have you ever heard of a barbershop hobo? It's not wrong. Let's go. Nah, we gonna fight. They're not worth it. You take a few steps into the group's direction. Oh, look at him. Touch me and see what happens. Do it. As if Mila could read your thoughts, she grabs you by the arm and forcefully drags you away. Disgusting trash. Bye, losers. Why did you do that? They would sue you until there's nothing left. Just ignore them. If you let people like that have their way, things are never going to change. You won't change anything by punching one of them. But it would feel really good. That I believe. Who were they exactly? From my old high school. Bad blood? I'm not from a very wealthy family. So? Well, not even from an average family. So? We're as poor as it can get. So? I've never really had clean clothing and only two sets of clothes through most of elementary school. People used to make fun of me a lot. And it didn't help when my parents showed up drunk the few times they bothered to pick me up. That's enough for them to pick on me. Maybe also the fact that I rebuffed two of them in the past. They probably thought I'd be impressed by a nice car. I see. I think they usually don't get rejected and took it really bad. I see some satisfaction in your face. That's why I don't take it personal. It still hurts because what they say is true. I'm poor and from a dysfunctional family. But I also know that they're salty because I had no interest in them. It's good that you don't let them get in your head. Let's go inside. Good luck with Bella. You scan the room. You both sit there in silence. Please open the book in front of you. I have no book. Yes, only one book per couple. Miss Marla, I have a question. Yes, Mila? Chapter 1 looks pretty darn long. We're not supposed to finish it this quarter, right? You totally are. How? You'll have to work on it outside the school hours. Yay, sounds like fun. Oh God. I really don't want to do that with you. Neither do I. You'll take it home one day, me the next. They designed the task in a way that forces you together, otherwise we won't get it done on time. Bless you, me. Miss Marla, could I have a different partner? I mean, I can read fast. No. Could I have a different partner? No. Do I have to work with that for the entire year? No. Partners will rotate every quarter. No matter what, I won't come to your place. I wouldn't want you there. Get off your phone and pay attention. Suck it. I don't want to explain all this stuff to you later. I'll give you $5 if you just shut up. Maybe afterwards you can buy another 20 pack of shirts with that. Actually put in some pants too. And give me back the change. I'm pretty sure at the end of this quarter one of us is going to be dead. It's going to be you. Move your arm. I can't see. Ugh. Remember to eat enough. He's right. Suck it. Fucking Cheeto. Alright, collect your thoughts and we'll see each other tomorrow. I recommend getting together with your partner today. Get to know each other and figure out your part in the assignment. We'll go to my place. I've parked in the west parking space. Don't be late. I won't wait. I'll go to the Mensa before. I'm hungry. Fine. I wouldn't want to stop at a homeless shelter. Are you always this annoying? Pretty much, yeah. Cheeto, I'm gonna go to the Mensa. Sure. See you then. Wait. You're not bringing Bella home, right? No, I'm going to her place. Please. Please use a condom. Shut up. She giggles. Hey! Hey, Victoria. The only time I get called Victoria is when I messed up. You didn't mess up yet. Mia looked a little sad. Did something happen when I left? Nah, nothing to worry about. Her coffee was a little strong. She smiles. I don't believe you, but I'll still go with it. See you later. Yeah, I'll see ya. I'm really not looking forward to working with Bella. She seems to be the worst kind of human being. Hi, do you want to sign up for the theater class? No. Are you sure? Yes. Are you interested in joining our theater? If I just take long enough, Bella might just leave. You finish up your meal and slowly head towards the western parking space. I said be fast. You also said you'd leave. At least I was hoping for that. Who's this? Some idiot I got grouped up with. Show her some respect. Fuck off, Beanpole. Wow, he's got a mouth. One that he should keep closed. Who are you calling a beanpole? Look at you, you don't even have a single gram of muscle. Look, I'm really not interested in arguing with a living vegetable. Eva, can you please stop? I'm gonna kick your ass. Please do. I'd rather not fight someone whose body hasn't entered puberty yet. Go over there and try to fight a blade of grass. Nadia, hold me back! With a banana. Be glad she's holding me back. Don't make me do this. Can we leave? I'd rather have you leave. Come back, we have an assignment to complete. Do you have something to eat? No. You look at Nadia's banana. I'll see you two later. That's your car? Duh. Looks like it's got all sorts of cancer. Shut up, get in, and be quiet. Did I miss Bella? By a second. Hi, I'm Naomi. Hey, I'm Eva.
Hey, my name's John.
No. You get pressed into seat whenever she launches from a traffic light. Can you drive like a normal fucking person? My car, my rules. I'm afraid this car might give me an STD. You won't have to worry about that, stupid virgin. You're totally a virgin, aren't you? Keep driving and look at the road, bitch. If you do all the work and we get a good grade, I'll buy you an escort. I wonder if Mila's still in the biz. She's an escort? No. I just like to make fun of her. You're weak. Am I? You pick on people below your social standing. Everyone can do that. You're embarrassing. And now look at the fucking street. Wait. We're here anyway. Those guys. What about them? Your neighbors? Mm-hmm. Those guys are the guys that insulted Mila and me. I want to pick on them. Why? They have it coming. I agree. The guy who lives there is Mario Holgerson, and the other one is Anthony Reyes, I see. Mama, I'm home. I'm well aware. It's hard not to hear your car. I'll meet the person that gave birth to this demon. I've got some unwanted baggage. Hmm? Oh, hello. Hello. That's the baggage I was talking about. She looked confused. We got grouped up for a group project. How nice. You and Bella say not at all at the same time. Well, I think it can teach us some valuable lessons if we work together with others, even if we aren't particularly fond of them. If you need anything, I'm Grim. If you need anything, Grim, don't hesitate to ask. My name's Amber. Thanks, Amber. Let's get this over with. I'm surprised your mom actually seems cool. Don't you ever talk shit about her. I just said she seems cool, not like you, misguided bag of insecurities. But I don't blame the parent for their hopeless child. How the fuck am I insecure? You drool insecurity, masked behind a tough exterior. Wow, did you read that in today's horoscope? Fucking hobo, I bet this is the closest you've got to a girl's room. Not that I'm surprised. You ignore her and check out the room. Hard to believe a girl lives here. I didn't intend on bringing anyone over. I'm gonna change. Don't touch anything. I don't want to catch an STD. You'll never have to worry about that. Trust me. Gummy bears. You touch some fabric with your elbow. Ugh. Stop eating them. They're good. She starts laughing. I bet they are. I don't like the look on her face. What's up with them? Those gummy bears have THC in them. You put the jar away. How many did you eat? Like, 4? It won't be that bad then. You now owe me some money, bitch. I told you not to touch anything. To make one thing very clear, I'll never listen to you. If you know what's good for you, you will. Okay, let's make this here as easy and comfortable as possible. Let's not talk unless it's absolutely necessary for the project. Sounds good. Can I have something to drink? My mouth is getting dry. No! I'll get it myself. That sounds like a long stretch. Well, bam. Excuse me? Yes? Could I have something to drink? But of course, what would you like? I'll take whatever, Bella? Yes, Bella, that was her name. Whatever Bella likes. Amber observes you weirdly. She gave me some gummy bears that had THC inside. It's her fault, sorry. Oh God, I'm sorry. It's alright, I'll survive it. Can I help you? Stop blinking for a sec. Leave him alone. Here. Thanks. What? Here. Why would you get me one? As an apology for telling your mom that you drugged me. You fucking asshole, I didn't drug you. I'm sure she'll believe you. You don't want me as your enemy. Oh, why's that? I'll destroy you. Your nose touches hers. You're right, I don't want you as my enemy. Right now. I want to focus on your neighbor. You're too stupid to do anything. You ignore her. Let's destroy his car. You look at her visibly confused. What, you said I only pick on weak people below my social standing? You're a moron if you think you can fool me. I'm not a two-faced bitch. I'll let people know where they stand. Everything inside of you is against the idea of teaming up with her, but a small part wishes to. Come back here tonight around midnight and we'll do it. Why would you want to do that? Because I hate them. Mario's a little bitch and his father lusts after my mother. Oh, now I get it. Your mother is holy. She says nothing but looks at you with a stern expression. Who's the other girl in the picture? She doesn't react, but the lines on her face deepen. It seems like a sensitive topic. Her body reacts to it. Is it your sister? Shut the fuck up and work. Sensitive top. Listen, you little cunt. Are you too stupid to read the room? I'm well aware of the tension. I just like to know things. She stares at you. So, who is she? Don't. Her voice gained a cold and uneasy layer. I'm at the crossroads here. I know that when I say another word, she'll flip. My curiosity is, I need to see what happens. I'd like to know her name. You predict her punch, but she follows up with something you didn't see coming. She lands a rather weak punch, but her grappling technique overwhelms you. Shit, I forgot her connection to Ayua. I should have predicted something like this. You struggle to get out of her grip. You block as many attacks as you can, but you also don't retaliate in any form. As her already weak punches become even weaker and slower, you start pushing her away from you. She doesn't fight it and lets herself fall back. You collect your thoughts. You make out a faint cry. You watch her for a few seconds. She sniffles quietly. I should leave. Now. For some reason, I actually feel bad. I went into her past and touched holy ground and acted like a tool. I miscalculated, but I have a deeper understanding of her now. The thing at midnight. Be there or not, I don't care. Amber? What can I do for you, Grim? Could you show me how to get home? Bella and I had a little falling out, and we'll continue with our project another time. Oh, what happened? I made the mistake of asking about the other girl in the picture. Oh. Did she attack you? It's not her fault. I pushed a little too hard. I'll drive you home. I'll talk to Bella. No. It would do no good if a third party got involved. This is between me and her. Amber nods slightly, even though she doesn't seem to fully agree. Thanks. I think you, as her project partner, should know that Bella is very sensitive. She has seen some things, and I don't want this to happen again. It was my fault, not hers. I touched holy ground. Thank you for taking me home. No problem. I don't know what she said there.
Hold on, guys. I literally do not know what she said there. Just a sigh. Nothing important. That's what I thought it was.
No. More to the right. The other right. No, the other right. How many rights are there for you? That is good. Don't move. Yo.
Yo.
Hi.
Hi.
Do I even need to ask? I'm getting painted for class. It's not for class, we're supposed to train and paint fruit baskets. And I'm one hell of a fruit basket, am I right? Ayoa chuckles. Why are you already here? We canceled studies for today. She and I had a falling out. What happened? I asked about the picture in her room, specifically the little kid next to her. Oh. So, what's the issue? Don't move. My limbs are falling asleep. Draw faster. What happened exactly? I just asked her about the kid. And? Might have asked a few times more. Why? I'm sure she made clear that she didn't want to talk about it. She might have mentioned it. Yo, what's going on? What was she like when you left? Demons wouldn't like to be in a room with her. You stupid, insensitive ass. She returns to the easel. You twitch. How did you get in here? I didn't even hear the door. Before you can react, she kicks your legs away and throws you onto the bed at the same time. Listen, what's your problem with her? She fixed my arm in a way that I can't move at all. She likes to deal blows, but can't take them herself. It doesn't give you the right to go that deep, and I think it won't. And think it won't have consequences. I knew it would have consequences. I mean, she hit me. Did you hit her back? She loses her grip and slowly lets you get up. No. While she did attack me out of anger, it was quite hollow. There wasn't much behind it. You better pray that she's okay, or I'll hurt you really, really bad. Nami, I'm so sorry. I have to leave. It's urgent. What? Why? I just got my butt to pop. Aw, damn. You really did. So sorry. We'll make up for the lost time. What did you do? Nothing, really. I pushed her on a sensitive topic. The Cheeto just stares at you in an uncomfortable way. What's the harm? She takes a few slow steps towards you. What's the harm? What's the fucking harm? What would you have done if someone pushed you on the summer topic? She... No! You took it too far. What's the harm, you fucking bitch-ass retard? You would go berserk if someone talked shit about summer. And now you did the same to her? I didn't say anything bad. It doesn't have to be bad. Oh my god. You, it's you. Why would you even push her on such a sensitive topic? It doesn't even matter what you said. It's just that you did it at all. Seriously, Grim, what's wrong with you? Cheeto, shut up. You're right. Shit, how could I not see that?
At least you realize it now after all the damage has been done, and I guess it's too late to make it up to her. It's not. I'll meet up with her tonight. What? Why? You shake your head. Tell me! No, you're gonna preach a fucking sermon. I don't need that right now. So it's something bad? Depends on your point of view. I'll tell Noji. You will not. Oh, I will. If you leave the house tonight, I'll tell her. Nami, please. No, you'll only get in trouble. I don't want that. First you make me feel bad about Bella. Then you get in my way of making it up to her. Not like that. I'm sorry, I can't stand the thought of you getting hurt. Leave the house and I'll tell her. By telling Noji, you'll hurt me. No, I'm protecting you. Ah! Midnight. Do I meet up with Bella? Yeah. Sorry, Cheeto. You jump on your old bike and make your way to Bella's house. Hi. What's the plan? She fumbles around in her backpack. She hands you a spray can. And what are we gonna write? The truth. Bella jogs forward. You grab her by the shoulder and drag her back. What the fuck? You see those cameras, right? They haven't been turned on in years. They just serve the prospect of deterrence. How would you know that? We've had dinner with them quite often and they mentioned it. I have a bad feeling. Then go home, pussy. Fuck off. What kind of moon man writing is that? Idiot. Pedophile? Write it on the other side. No, I don't trust you enough to take your word for it. I'll write something more sophisticated. Perfect. What now? We go in. You're kidding me, right? A door at the back is open. I check out the place before you came. I'm not going in there. You do you. You know it's one thing to spray can a car, but another to break into a house. I don't really care. I got nothing to lose. Did it put you in a jail cell? What do you want in here? There's something I want to steal. An heirloom. You had something with the guy? Of course not, you idiot. Don't you want to be any louder, stupid twat? She suddenly stops and your head bumps into her rear. Seriously? Why did you suddenly stop? She crawls a little further up, then stops again. I heard something. The house is gigantic and we can barely see shit. How many people live here? 3, including some staff. You and Bella twitch as you hear a loud bump echoing from the upper levels. What was that? Bella stays quiet and tries to listen for sound cues. Just follow me. We need to crawl up the stairs and then left, I think. No, wait. In here, that was the way. No, wrong. Upstairs. Yes, that's it. This way. Suddenly, Bella rams her nails into your calves. Ugh! You stupid. Why would you do that? What's wrong with you? I didn't do anything, you schizo idiot. Suddenly, the light turns on. And that's where we have to end it for now. Alright guys, we will see you back here. Maybe not so much in September. Because I've got another extra week that I can probably do another, like, basically a round of the first 3 weeks or something. If you guys like this, and I know you like it, we'll continue it on that last week of July. We'll give you another 30 minutes or an hour or something like that, right? But the ones that seem to get the most views, I'm going to go ahead and do a replay on July, on the end of July, because we got, like, let's see, 5 days, and then we're in August. July is a pretty long month. So, all right, guys, we'll see you next time with more Summer's Gone in September. I'm out.